is your time to, if you have questions for him.
Yeah, first of all, I would like to apologize for the quality of the print that we had. It's very bad because of region restriction, and I tried it in Delhi, it worked, the Blu-ray, but for some reason it didn't work here, so sorry for the very poor quality of the print. Any questions? On behalf of the director, producer, and the lead actress, she's amazing, who played my daughter. I just love, I'm in love with her completely. Yes, please. You wanted to say something?
Very impressive movie, thank you.
I'll pass it on to Hiram.
I find it very interesting that a man is doing a woman in a movie. I'm very impressed that the man directed a woman movie.
No, it's a woman. Yeah. Yeah, it's a woman and the director, it is the story of her own life. This has exactly happened with her. Yes. Iram Haq, she had gone through the experience. Bits and pieces, very like maybe 5% is fictionalized. The rest, she had gone through it.
I don't know how to interpret the end. When she goes away, when Nisha goes away, I don't know how to interpret that. Where does she go?
Freedom.
Oh, she went and made the movie. Of course, she went to the social service center, she studied and she decided to be a filmmaker, and this is her third film. The first film is a short film, which I loved as well. The second film, which is called I'm Yours, that was also the Norway's Oscar entry in 2013. And this is her second film after 2 years, after 4 years, and this has also been sort of, this will represent Norway in the Oscars, and
Sorry, senior.
The first film was also taken from her own life.
Yeah, this is a trilogy almost, yes. This is the earlier part. The first film she made that was also based on her own life. This is the prequel, I guess. Yeah. It's the prequel.
I didn't understand the motivation of the father. When he first sent her to Pakistan, no?
Yeah, not send her, kidnaps her almost. Yeah,
yeah, sorry, my English is poor.
No problem.
So, what kind of perspective of life she had? I'm guessing she had that accident, then the family called the father took her back to Norway. Mm-hmm. And then the marriage happened. Mm-hmm. But wasn't supposed to happen in Pakistan as well? I mean, what kind of life was she?
Maybe the father thought that if she stays enough time and sort of neutralize, okay. That's the word that generally people use, the neutralization, that she will give up her own personal freedom and she'll accept the parents' way, the way of the country of origin, and she will behave herself, and then when the parents will feel secure that okay, she is now all fine, she would have been brought back and behaved herself, but she didn't. Thank you for not behaving. I mean, she's,
lovely film. Loved how it was shot, very documentary stylized. One observation and then a question.
Yeah.
The first observation is obviously first generation children are always the ones who carry their own sense of culture to these other spaces.
Yes.
Reggae music is an extension of people from Jamaica who have had kids in the UK and have.
Right.
So similarly in this case as well. The second, the question here is, I don't think there's a right or wrong answer, but we live. Well, not in India, but at least elsewhere around the world, we live in first world countries where there's a homogenous idea of culture. Yeah. My question is, what about people who come from different backgrounds, who also bring in their slice of life and try to fit in, as in this case, what is the compromise that they have to make
right.
at the cost of forgiving eating biryani because it smells in a first world apartment somewhere.
Yeah.
Just your take on
to respond to that, I have a teacher who taught me acting. His name is Barry John, British, Wales, actually. He's from Wales. He came to India in 1969, and he took citizenship, Indian citizenship, I guess, just a few years ago after a lot of struggle. He had to go through hell with the Indian authorities. So we were doing a play called Goodbye Desdemona, and my director, there were only two actors, him and me, and my director, we went to rehearse that morning and we saw him depressed. So he's generally very upbeat and he's like, you know, Barry, what happened? Now it's very bad, you know. What happened? Oh, Sachin, he shouldn't have played the ball like that. I don't know why. Totally wrong. So India was playing against England, and he's upset that India lost, and Sachin shouldn't have played that ball like that. So what I'm trying to say is that that is one of the finest examples that I got from someone, and I have seen my long-distant uncle in England, and when I met them in 1993, I went to their house, and they had grown-up children. So the girl child, she was around 19. I asked her, do you have a boyfriend? Oh, God, boyfriends. And I said, I have a girlfriend, and my relatives' children, they have boyfriends also. And it's normal in India sometimes these days, at least in urban class. And so they are still stuck to that value, which they took it from here in 1963 or 1971, whenever that is. So I don't know whether I have responded to the biryani question, but but it's always difficult. I absolutely understand where the father comes from. So I have a lot of empathy for the father as well. I know where he came from, but absolutely don't agree with the character that I played. Yes. Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
But the father seems to have understood something.
Later,
in
yes.
The end.
That also.
And that was a beautiful development.
Yes.
The way how sensitive this was made. So very beautiful.
So she told me that, Iram, the director, she told me that before her father died, for 2 years she was with him. Because when I was offered the role, I said, God, I don't want to play it, you know. So no, I'm hiring you because you can bring the nuances and blah, blah, blah. And I said, no, you tell me stories of your dad, what happened, you know. And Iram said that I spent 2 years in the hospital with him and I realized how much actually he loves me. It's just that such deep conditioning that they have, what will people say? And I grew up in a family like that. My father was a devotee of Tagore. And he used to listen to all sorts of Tagore songs and classical and, you know, Indian classical. But he didn't let me buy a musical instrument to practice at home. He said, no, we can't do that. What will people say? And he would be violent with me if I do that. So it's just a sort of almost like a schizophrenia, you know, this bipolar situation sometimes. That just they get into and are so scared about what will people say. And this is nothing what happened to her. I have heard stories where people are killed, of course in India as well, in Panchayat. So this is one of the stories. Is someone, one person from there. Yes, sir.
My question is that, this should fall short of honor killing.
Yeah.
And it's just not limited to Pakistan.
Not at all. Yeah.
With the influx of migrants from the Middle East, the situation will become worse.
Yes.
And the media, they suppress what's
those
really
stories,
happening.
Yes.
So, this is an old film, it's made quite a few years ago, I think.
No, it was last year.
Last year.
Yeah.
Well, the Norway is more courageous then, but in other Scandinavian countries,
they suppress it, exactly.
They suppress
it. Yeah. Absolutely, and I'm very happy that Norway chose this film to represent itself into the Academy Awards. Yes, sir.
What is the major reason that her father is honoring her, like, in the
to let go, to let her go?
She's not able to continue her education after the marriage. Is that one of the major reasons? Because he is like stunned after the boy's mother.
I think it's all of them. I think he realized that, you know, he lives in Norway. That's one reason, of course, that he cannot control this free spirit that she possesses. And he tried his best. Sorry?
And he really wants her daughter to study after marriage.
And he realizes that he gets married away to this man who doesn't, who would not allow her daughter to study. He was surprised about that. And he thought, okay, let things happen.
And I really want to know what is the reaction of people of Norway
towards our building. Interesting, because this film ran for 6 months in Norway.
6 months?
Yes, 6 months. It released on the 5th of October, that was my birthday, and it ran till March.
Wow.
And discussions in the schools, colleges, there were, it was majorly discussed across the media. Because they wanted to talk about it, and also it's a very sensitive subject. So, you know, the Norwegian community didn't want to be, they were playing it very safe as well. But since it's made by a Pakistani second generation woman and made by a woman, so they had the opportunity to bring this to talk about it and have a dialogue that, you know, what should we do about it, about this side.
Congratulations,
thank you. He's especially biased towards me, he's from Assam. Right?
Yes, you have been ideal for me when I saw your first Assamese movie.
Okay.
Yeah, and then also Hindu
which,
theater.
Which was in 1985?
Maybe so. I was in high school only.
I can't hide also, I have to grow my beard for a role so I could have shaved and color.
So my question is to you, what is your condition correction? Just away from the movie, just
a very tricky question, because I had been asked not to talk about it, the main connection. But the major connection is Sri Aurobindo, of course. And I had been introduced to him by my teacher. I won't name him. He lives in Pondicherry, that much I can say. And he had been my acting teacher, and he introduced me to Sri Aurobindo, the mother, and Ramakrishnan Paramahansa as well. And since then, I have had great friends sitting here: Pujarini, Tapanda. Anybody else who's sitting here? So that's. I don't think I should explain anymore.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure. That's it?
You should be showing such movies in the Indian cinema also.
Sorry?
You should be showing this movie in the Indian cinema also.
Yeah, we are not getting...
Maybe you can understand
we might,
set free.
Yeah, we might release it if we get a distributor. Thank you so much for coming over. Is One Frang Ding Do, first feature film he made. He made several documentaries before, and he has got an amazing work done on the understanding of the Khasi people from Meghalaya and the relationship and the journey of the history of the Khasi people. This is his first feature, and he made a mistake to cast me in that film.
Big mistake.
And so we have just finished that part, you should say.
Yes, we've just finished filming. Like Adil rightly mentioned, I've been doing documentary for the past 10 years, and how do I deal with a fictional character such as him? So it was imperative and it was crucial for me to perhaps get him to be the character that he's supposed to represent, and then place him in a real life setting, because I believe that the background and the context in which a film is set is equally important. And to have him being placed in Shillong, which is where the film was set, was crucial. So we finished the shoot just about a month ago, and it's been pretty intense all this while. We finished a rough cut, and it's a privilege and an honor for me to screen this film here because it speaks a lot about the kind of values that the film also talks about in that sense. You know, the fact that we live in a space in this world which is highly polarized based on our belief systems, etc., etc. And I think that we should be able to nurture kind of an environment where we look at our cultural differences as things that should bring us closer to each other as opposed to things which create an other, you know. And I will not speak much, and maybe you can watch the film and maybe like a few minutes of questions.
Sure,
yeah. Yeah. Is it ready? Oh, I can speak for a bit more then. like I said, you know, how do you train someone to act in a film which is based in a city or a town that has seen its fair share of violence? You know, we can all portray love because we've all fallen in love. We can all portray jealousy because we've always been jealous. But how do you portray fear? You know, I think the world works in strange ways, and you can't explain how that happens. And it just so happened that at that point of time, there was a huge amount of turmoil that was taking place in the city. And one evening, Adil said, I want to go back to the hotel where I was staying at by myself. And I was very reluctant because there was a curfew that was being imposed. While we were shooting, there was a curfew being imposed. There was tear gas being shot. This is not the general picture of what the Northeast is about, by the way. Disclaimer there. But, you know, very reluctantly, Adil walked back home that day. And the next day, he came up to me and we started discussing the costumes. So whatever that Adil wore in the film was his own observation of the reality that he was trying to embrace and be the character that he was trying to play. And we spoke about it for a bit, and I asked him, like, how did this come about? And he told me about his entire journey that he spent in this place, and having spent years in Hampi and internalizing this acting form that he had developed. And I think that a lot of people in Pondicherry are very, very fortunate to experience this acting workshop. When it's going to be held again?
20.
It's a shame because I have to leave tomorrow, but I would have definitely been part of the acting workshop. I'm not an actor at all. But I think that what he did was just trying to absorb from the things around you so that you understand yourself better and your surroundings better. It's not necessary that after you've done this acting workshop, you become the next Leonardo DiCaprio. But just being able to understand yourself, you know, who are you? Where do you fit in? I think these are very important questions that we have to ask ourselves in this world today. And that's it.
Great.
Yeah.
The window is in itself.
A few more. I can't speak a bit more, so I have to start charging now.